Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us on yet another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Mr. Joseph Collins. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and we are going to have yet another amazing show here on what some may call Terrific Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. I don't know, but it's not a terrible Tuesday. But what we're going to focus on today is talking a little bit about Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0. And before we get started, we're going to bring on our co-host, A Bottle of Youth, and A Bottle of Youth for me. Are you with us this morning?
We are.
Well, thank you for joining us.
No, thank you for having us again.
Of course, of course. So today,
I was playing a song in the background, French Montana, Unforgettable. And this is a song that we've been playing while Punch TV on the car, just trying to really let folks know that we haven't forgotten about them, you know, in the community. And so we're headed down here right now to the waterside in Norfolk, Virginia, where we're going to get on the streets and ask people about Punch TV, ask them if they've heard of Punch TV, ask them if they bought stock in Punch TV. And I got a little special introduction, and I'm going to go into one of the TV stations while we're down here as well, while we're online, on live, and ask them just to kind of see what their response is and see if they may be able to talk about Punch TV later on this evening. Maybe one of the local news channels or something. And I believe that's going to be Channel 3.
We do have Mr. Collins on the line this morning. He is joining us in the Punch Bowl. How are you, Mr. Collins?
I'm doing absolutely excellent today. I'm having a wonderful, wonderful time heading down to the Inglewood office. And going to be a great day today.
Fantastic. So what's going on in your world? What's going on with Punch TV Studios? Today we're discussing the IPO 2.0, Punch TV Studios, the most exciting company in TV media, blockbuster movies, animated movies. So we're discussing all things Punch TV Studios. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, I'm just I'm really excited. We are working right now towards the close of the IPO. And we're going to close on October 4th, period. So everybody that doesn't get their stock for a dollar a share, you'll probably never be able to buy the stock for a dollar a share again. So shame on you. So there's a rally call. I'm putting out a rally call out to everyone to become an investor in Punch TV Studios, share this message with your friends, share it with everyone, so that when we hit Wall Street, we want to hit Wall Street strong. We want to hit Wall Street powerful. And we want to just make it go, and it's just really exciting. This is like an exciting time in the life of Punch TV Studios to think that since we started now, we've had thousands of shareholders, we've raised millions of dollars, and it's just been a journey. Now it's about closing the journey out, being a tremendous success, so that all of the Wall Street bankers now must stand up and take a look at us. And must say, I want my Punch TV. And And we did it with the community, and that's what makes this so great. We did this with the community, and working with the community is just completely and totally awesome. And it's been a journey. How do you feel about the journey so far? It's been quite a journey to get to here.
Well, I definitely agree it's been quite a journey, and we started out focusing on just the urban community, and based on the sheer demand from the people, we were able to expand into IPO 2.0, and expand into all of America. So we are inviting everyone to become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios, find out what we're doing, and you have so many great announcements. We watched the video that you posted yesterday on Nabuki live from your Santa Fe Springs office.
Well, that is our television studios that we have there, and eventually that's going to be our total corporate offices there in Santa Fe Springs. And, you know, we have offices in Houston, Texas. That's up in staff right now, and they're selling advertising, and so that's pretty cool. And that we have offices in we have offices certainly in Inglewood. We have offices in Columbus, Ohio, another one in Jacksonville, Florida, which we're pulling all together. We shareholders meeting, we're going to be able to hit the shareholders meeting very strongly. We're going to be able to go to the shareholders meeting and say, hey, listen, we are already generating several million dollars a year in revenue. And that's what we want to do. We just recently launched our TV station in Southern California, covering all of Southern California from San Diego, New Mexico, all the way up to Ventura, Oxnard, and from Long Beach all the way to Barstow. So we have a huge coverage area, fully distributed. So it's from the desert to the sea, is Punch TV. And that's been really exciting, and see that come together and see that happen as a result of the backing of our shareholders. And this is going to be a really good thing. I'm just, like, really jazzed and excited. I was watching Punch TV this morning on television, and it's just awesome. It's just, like, really, really awesome to see that happen. And we're going to have some more groundbreaking news coming up pretty soon. We're getting ready to do birthday wishes on TV. So if people have birthday wishes or whatever, they'll be able to make their birthday wishes right on Punch TV. And that's going to be very, very exciting. Are you getting married? Or you want to propose on TV? You'll be able to do it right on Punch TV. You want to do whatever, you'll be able to do it right there on Punch TV. So I'm really jazzed and really excited about everything that's happening at Punch TV right now. And it's just our time. And we're going to not let our shareholders down. And we're gearing up for the shareholders meeting. And this is going to be in May. This is going to be May. It's going to be May 11th and 12th of 2018. So we're telling everybody, make your reservations to be at the Punch TV Studio shareholders meeting. You need to be there. So that you, one of the things that we get to do at Punch TV Studios, our stockholders get to do, is we get to vote on the opening price that we want to open at on Wall Street. And that's going to be a very powerful meeting to be at. So you want to be at the Punch TV Studios shareholders meeting. And, I'm just excited.
Yeah.
I'm just really, really excited. There's a lot going on in the nation right now. And
yeah.
it's just incredible right now, some of the stuff that's going on. It's just totally crazy. I'm trying to wrap my mind around a lot of this stuff right now. And it's just, like, really crazy to be able to do that and to see racism begin to raise its ugly head all over again in America. It's crazy. It's just really, really crazy. Really, really crazy. And I don't know how
the
feelings about that.
I think it's really crazy, but I was glad to see that you call for peace. So instead of, you know, really taking a negative approach, you made a call for peace and a call for peace from Punch TV Studios, and I was so proud of you for making that stance and making that statement.
Absolutely.
And I was also
Absolutely.
grateful that we had a bottle of youth and a bottle of youth for me who were actually in Charlottesville, Virginia, and actually took the time to speak to residents of Charlottesville, Virginia, and we were able to interview some of the residents in Charlottesville, Virginia, on Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studio CEO Mr. Joseph Collins. So I'll allow a bottle of youth to give us a brief update on the residents and what was going on in Charlottesville.
Well, it's quite interesting. Last night, City Council was holding a meeting which got interrupted for a period of time because people were very upset that, first of all, they gave the approval for the protesters and then they tried to take it back. And I'm talking about the anti-protesters, not the KKK or the Nazi nationalists. I'm talking about the anti-protesters. They had put in for a permit, which at one point the permit was denied. It went to the circuit court. The federal court there in Charlottesville was overturned, but it was done so late, and so there was a lot of issues surrounding that. But the outbreak that took place last night in the city of Charlottesville, due to two weeks now, tragedy situation that took place in Charlottesville when Heather Heyer was killed tragically by a 20-year-old white male from Ohio. The city is still very upset. They're really starting to speak out. And believe it or not, it's not so much the black community that's coming to speak out on behalf of the black community. So there really are a lot of other groups of races that are standing up for their city, whether they are Hispanic or white. They're really standing up for their city, and they're really trying to make this not necessarily so much a black-white issue, but the right issue.
Correct, 100%. I believe this 100%. Some things are just historical. Now, these things happened in America, and you can't go back trying to erase things that have actually happened in America. You know, slavery actually happened in America. Lynching of whole families and of whole communities actually happened in America. Black Wall Street, which so many people make synonymous to in what we're doing with Punch TV Studios, but Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma, actually happened in America. These things that are monuments that actually happened. And for the most part, there's a very little voice given to these things. And so it's kind of interesting to see other people stand up and try to give voice to American history. And I say American history because it's not just African-American history. It is literally American history. You know, in American history, somebody literally killed Abraham Lincoln. That is not something that is imagined. They shot Abraham Lincoln. You know, these things are American history. And I think that, you know, sometimes I think people, really go too far with the understanding of American history. And I'm open for a debate on this, but I just think people really go too far. I think they go too far. That guy that ran over that lady went way too far. He should be thrown underneath the jail. He should be treated as a slave would on a plantation, in my opinion. That's my opinion.
You know, there was a show I watched yesterday. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is about a youth. There was a show I watched yesterday while we were in Fayetteville visiting our sons after the solar eclipse. The show was called Black Mirror. And it kind of threw me aback because it started with this girl waking up. She was a black girl. She woke up, she was in his house, had no idea what was going on, went outside, folks started chasing her, wanting to kill her. And they had masks on and everything. But to speak about what the show was about, it was really, like you said, that gentleman, that 20-year-old, if we could run him over with a car 100 times without killing him, that's kind of how this show was about. It was making this lady relive a kidnapping and a murder that she was a part of with her fiancé. She thought maybe the child was her daughter every time she woke up, because they would erase her memory, put her back in a situation where she would wake up not knowing what's going on. And throughout the story, as they're chasing her and shooting at people and killing people where you think they're killing people, this is all an act. This is all part of what they called white bear, where they would take people who committed crimes and make them relive their crimes over and over and over again, daily.
Wow.
And they had folks come in and take part of it. They would have their cell phones, and they're recording it. This was a event you can go to, pay money to be able to watch this person relive their crimes. They wind up showing up at the show and don't know it after they get put in a chair, and the chair turns around and there's an audience there. But she wouldn't have known any of this if it wasn't for what they put her through to get her back to those emotions. And they even watched her while she was watching the film of what she was doing start having some enjoyment of it. Instead of crying when she was begging for her life that she was so sorry, they made her watch this film. And as she started watching this film after doing all the crying, you could see where her mind went somewhere where it was enjoyable for her when she was in that crazy, deranged state where she wasn't crying after this girl. She wasn't sorry for what she did. And at that point, when she started enjoying it, they would shock her brain some kind of way. I mean, this show, it might have been maybe a 30-minute to an hour show. It's actually part of a series of a whole bunch of shows on Black Mirrors. I had never seen this show before. But upon watching it and trying to really get into it when you're trying to talk to your kids and after seeing them for such a long time, it really took me aback. And it made me feel like maybe that's part of what's wrong with our system. Yeah, we could put people in jail and allow them to get killed on the inside, which I think a lot of times in law enforcement, you know, I'm not going to say the cops are wishing for it, but I think the folks that are wanting justice may be wishing for that particular thing to happen while they're in prison.
All right.
Or if you talk about someone who was out there raping somebody, now one of the first things folks say when they go to prison, yeah, I hope you get raped every day. Well, I mean, some of these things,
right.
I can understand how they made that TV show, and it had an audience that it appeased to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I think is that one of the most important things is for us to document what's going on, because like Mr. Collins was saying, these things actually happened. And this is happening in 2017. This is happening today in America. And I'm watching social media. I'm seeing all these different posts where people are saying, okay, well, let the KKK or the Nazis have a rally in South Central Los Angeles, or let them have a rally in Chicago, or let them have a rally different places. So this is what's going on in America today. So if we don't document what's going on today, 20 years from now, 40 years from now, 50 years from now, people will look back and say, no, that never happened. A man never drove a car into a crowd of people, killing one person, injuring 19 other people. And so that's why I am so passionate about Punch TV Studios, because I love being able to create generational wealth. I love being able to create jobs. But I think the most important thing is the vision of Punch TV Studios and being able to document actually what is going on in the lives of ordinary people, because I would have never imagined that we would still be going through the same things in 2017 that we experienced in 1930 and hundreds of years ago.
Well, you know, 1930 is not really that bad now. It's just a time period. You know, the 1800s is not really that far back. So So
yes,
but I totally understand what you're saying, and that is one of our missions. That is our core mission at Punch TV Studios, is to make movies about the lives of people and tell stories and make television shows about the lives of people that ordinarily would never be told. That is what this is about. And that's why we want to give voice to our community, because, I mean, when you see what's happening to Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday now, in which they're turning Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday into a day to go shopping, you know,
yes.
It's the Martin Luther King Jr. Day sale. It's like,
yes.
Wow, it's not even about civil rights.
It's
not even about, you know, the dream. It's not even about being able to ride in the front of the bus. It's not even about being able to eat where you want. It's not even about the abolishment of separate but equal. It is about selling, come to my store on the Martin Luther King Day sale. And it's horrible, in my opinion. It's just really horrible. And it's taking away the significance of what that was. And that's why we want to tell stories and make movies and give voice to this. At the same time, I'm torn because I believe in the right to freedom of speech. You know, I believe you should have the right of free media and the right to freedom of speech. The media should be able to talk and do things with what it is like this. And you might not agree with people, but you certainly don't mow them down with a car. You just don't mow them down with a vehicle. You might not agree. Me and my tongue don't always agree. Sometimes I bite my tongue and it'll hurt for a long time. But I'm certainly not trying to mow my tongue down because I bit my tongue. So these are the things that we have to give voice to and make movies about and tell stories about and be passionate about and know that our voices need to be heard. It's a shame to me that in 2017, there is not one black-owned full-power TV station in America. Not one. Not a single solitary one that's owned by an African-American. Not one. It hasn't been for many years. And so these are the things that we must come together and begin to put our spin and our face on it and begin to say, we can do better. We can create economic wealth. We can become an economic powerhouse. We can use our own dollars to create jobs in our own communities. We can rebuild America and make America great again from our own communities. And I think that that's just so important to do. And politics in America has gotten so ugly. And this racial thing in America has gotten so ugly until it just makes you want to just scream. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying the truth. I'm just saying. I don't even know why I'm going this way, so I know this might not be the most popular show we've ever done. But I'm telling you, racism in America is just enough to make you want to scream right now.
Yeah, but what's right doesn't always have to be what's popular. You know, and
mm-hmm.
right now you're taking a stance for what is right. All I can say is that personally, I was shocked. I was shocked, and I think, honestly, I shouldn't have been as shocked because, you know, once Donald Trump came into office, there were a lot of people who said it gave other people the freedom to say whatever they had to say. You know, many people became more vocal about their white supremacist views. That's why they had the rally. So I shouldn't have been shocked, but I was very shocked that a protest and a rally turned into violence. I mean, usually when you see violence, you see rioting or, you know, people throwing trash cans through store windows, but you're not expecting to have somebody drive a car through a crowd of people. You know, whether those people are black or white or green or whatever color, you're not expecting to see that happen in America in 2017. The other thing for me that was a surprise and really a shock is that many people who attended the rally were fired after, I don't know if you saw that as well, but many people were fired and lost their jobs because they attended the rally. People took pictures and passed those pictures around social
media. Let me just say this. You're saying that the KKK bosses, the people that are members of the KKK, they got fired for attending the rally. Is that what you're saying? Wow.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Great.
Because people took those pictures and they sent it to their employers and they were fired, literally, for attending the rally. I mean, because they're walking around with tiki torches and torches in this rally, and what many people noticed was that, okay, you see this person in the rally. They are, like you said, they have the freedom of speech to be in a rally, whether they're part of the Aryan Nation, KKK, Nazis. They came out, no hoods or anything, and marched in this rally. But what most people notice on social media is that, okay, but these are our school teachers. These are our librarians. These are our crossing guards. These are police officers. So in a normal average day, you would have absolutely no idea that this person is actually a part of the KKK. And there were people who were fired who went to the media and basically said, I'm not a hateful person. I just wanted to protect the statue. You know, I believe that Robert E. Lee deserved a statue. I'm not a racist. I'm not a horrible person.
Now, what do you feel about the statue of Robert E. Lee? What do you feel about the statue of Robert E. Lee?
Me personally? I didn't know it was there, honestly. It's just one of them things that no one talked about it. It was there. All the years that I visited Charlottesville, I spent many years coming from Brooklyn, New York, by myself on trailways to visit my grandmother. They had the little program where the children could ride right there in the front seat, and they helped them do the transfers and everything. And I spent a lot of time in Charlottesville growing up, especially during the summer times, a lot downtown. I had an aunt that worked downtown, and I was a police officer. Never seen that statue. I never paid attention to the statue. It wasn't something that struck my attention as you walk through. I parked out there many times that night to go over to the police department. That's where we were parked at, in that area in Court Square.
Did you feel the spirit of racism jumping off of that statue when you parked over there?
No, not at all. Not at all.
It's a beautiful statue. And basically, what I got from the resident is there's a place for everything, and they really need to gather this stuff together, maybe put it in a central location, a museum, where it's more acceptable, where the people can go if you want to go to see these things.
I'm not sure how many blacks is going to show up to that museum, but yeah. I can't see them going out of business at all. I think there's going to be a great many people who would go to D.C. to visit all the Confederate statues, in a museum somewhere. But as far as it being out here in the public eye, to keep raising awareness of what we had to go through as a culture in the earlier years of American history, in building our own country, the Civil War had to happen. It did. It's part of history. We could have been just like the Confederate. We could have been actually flying in a Confederate flag. And people don't realize that.
Yeah.
The right side actually won the war, the Civil War.
Right.
And folks don't understand Civil War. Yes, you can get upset about folks, putting it on their car, flying it around Virginia Beach. They do that all the time. You kind of grit at them a little bit, but you keep moving. It doesn't stop your step. It don't stop you from going forward. And
right.
That's what the Civil War was all about. I mean,
they have the right to the freedom of speech. You have the right to the freedom of speech.
Exactly. And, you know, that's why they died for us back then. So instead of picking something that symbolizes hate, we could actually talk about the great things that the Civil War brought forward.
Mm-hmm.
People don't like to have that discussion. So they don't want to talk about when they lost. Not too many losers want to talk about how they lost.
That is correct.
That's what we do here, Changing the Conversation. We talk. We have a conversation. We open it up to conversation, and we're going to continue the conversation. We actually have our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, in the punch bowl this morning, so we're going to stop for a brief commercial break, and we will be right back.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion-dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Yes, we
were talking earlier, and I was saying that maybe even they can do state park for the Confederate people who are important in each state, where they can put all the Confederate
things. You do not want them corralling in the woods.
And I was also thinking that protesters should not ever be allowed to carry weapons. Now, my husband wanted to go so far as saying they should all be naked. I don't know if every protester should have to be naked.
Honestly, I think it'll keep a lot of protesters away that ain't got no business there anyway. And if they do want to show up, they can always be prepared with a bottle of youth and use the Nerium Firm. They'll be in shape. I'm walking into WTKR.com right now, and I'm calling you from my other line to see if they would like to speak to the CEO of Punch TV. So I'm calling you now.
Yes, and one other thing I wanted to mention is that I happened to see the solar eclipse yesterday in my birthplace, which is Fayetteville, North Carolina. Wow. And I remember a story my mother and father told me of when they first got there, and, you know, she was pregnant with me. And they have a big, huge billboard outside Fayetteville that says, "Home of the Ku Klux Klan," with the biggest building-sized Confederate flag that hangs from the top of the tallest pole, almost touching the ground. And you know today that home of the Ku Klux Klan sign is still there, and that Confederate flag we ride by every day. And it's been 47 years or more.
Wow.
Yeah. CP Studio.
Now that's amazing. That's absolutely and completely amazing.
Actually, ma'am, I have them on the phone right now.
Call that number next to the assignment desk, and they'll be able to help.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes.
I actually have them on the phone right now in my hand.
Okay.
Live on radio. The Punch TV. Blog Talk Radio.
You want to talk to who?
I would like to speak to anybody in charge. However, I'm at your front door, and I'm talking live on the radio. I don't think it would be kind to just turn me away. I'm standing right here. As I stated before, I am live on air. Immediately they can join the conversation with us and give you a phone number.
They think you up to no good.
Absolutely. So we have someone who wants to join the conversation with WKTR. That's wonderful. We can get them on the line. Let's just continue the conversation. As always, we have listeners on the line. If anyone wants to join the conversation, feel free to give us a call at 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. If you're listening to the show on your computer, feel free to join us in the Punch Bowl. We do have our CEO, Mr. Collins, on the line today, joining us in the Punch Bowl. We have so much going on. It's been a very, very busy week and a very busy time. So let's
It has been.
You have a lot going on.
Man, with the new shows, we have the new show, Diva Glamour, is coming up. That's an amazing new show. Our second produced reality show. It's pretty cool. I'm super excited about the new Diva Glamour, which is going to be on the air. But we should do a show with just all of the Diva Glamour.
We can definitely do that.
With all of the Diva Glamour. Yeah, we should definitely do that. And put that out there. That'll be really cool for folks. And you'll get a chance to meet all of these lovely ladies who are divas in their own right. Most of them are former Soul Train dancers. From the Don Cornelius show, Soul Train. For those who know, that was one of the most groundbreaking syndicated shows in American history, done by my late friend, Don Cornelius. And then we're going to have the Diva Glamaz. I think we have a brand new reality show featuring all of these grandmas in their lives, from the former Soul Train dancers to what they're doing now, and you'll be able to tune in and see their lives and see their lifestyle, meet their families, and kind of live a part of their lives with them.
They've gone from being Soul Train dancers to grandma.
They're still solely trying to get men, you know, in their 70s, trying to get a man. Well, I'm trying to tell you.
We have to have them on the show.
70s. Can you imagine in your 70s still think you're trying to get hot, still hot?
Hey, I'm imagining now
I'm
my 40s.
I'm going to get me a man.
So
trying to get a man in 70s. So it's something interesting to see, I'm trying to tell you. I mean, you want to watch the Diva Glamaz only on the Punch TV network. Check your local listings if you're in Southern California, and, of course, in Houston, Texas, Dallas, Houston, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, Pensacola, Florida, Mobile, Alabama, Beaumont, Texas, and Columbus, Ohio. Check your local listings, and you'll be able to watch the all-new Diva Glamaz. Super excited about that show. I got to just tell you, I'm excited about the Divas. Super excited.
Okay.
And
so now that I've
decided that next week we're going to launch a new comedy show, a new community show. I said comedy, but I meant community show. Well, we are working on the comedy show. We're just building out the stage and everything for the regular news series coming to Punch TV, The Underdogs of Comedy, which is a new series featuring some of America's hottest comedians. Upcoming comedians get a chance to do their work and be live on television. It's going to be all hot. The Underdogs of Comedy is going to be just, if you want to see that, you're going to laugh your behind off. And always happy about that. And we also have, guess what I decided, Trooper?
What did you decide?
I decided I'm going to do a new community talk show on Punch TV, the network. And the new community talk show is going to be hosted by Lorenzo Murphy. And I think we're going to call it Compton Politics. It's something that he's in. We're going to bring all of the community out to have conversations about what's happening in the community, what's happening in politics, in local politics, in the local community, what's available. And I'm pretty excited about that show. What do you think?
No, I think it's exciting. I love Lorenzo Murphy. He's been a supporter of Punch TV Studios for so long, and he always brings out the people and always brings out the in-depth conversation. So I think that's a wonderful vote for the show. Now, one of the questions that I'm being repeatedly asked, I'll go ahead and ask you live on the air. People want to know, how can they get their show on Punch TV?
So the first thing you want to do is you want to be a shareholder in Punch TV Studios. I'm going to just be point blank. You got to put something in, you want to get something out. So become a shareholder in Punch TV Studios, invest $1,000 or $10,000 or whatever you can, and become a shareholder in Punch. I mean, that's like step one. And the next part of it is submit your programming. We have a submission site on our hot social media community called NABUKIE. So NABUKIE.com, NABUKIE.com. You want to definitely submit your things to NABUKIE. Submit your show ideas and submit your trailers or whatever to NABUKIE, and we'll take a look at them. We're on NABUKIE constantly looking for new content. So if you want to be a content provider for Punch TV Studios, upload your content to NABUKIE, and somebody from our department will more than likely give you a call.
Are you looking for any specific genre?
Right now, we're kind of open on everything right now. I had an idea for a new show myself I think I'm going to produce. And it's going to be a killer of a show. It's going to be an awesome show. And I'm pretty excited about this brand new show we're going to do. It's going to be a soap opera. And there hasn't been a soap opera in quite a while. On television.
Ooh, a novella.
It's going to be a brand new soap opera. Yeah, it's going to be a novella. Well, only in English, okay? So...
that means lots of drama.
So,
you got to tune in.
That's going to be a lot of drama.
With all the drama.
It's going to be lots of drama on the soap opera. So, and we think that the soap opera is going to be able to win its time slot, and people are going to fall in love with the soap opera. And we're going to go to work on that right now. We're going to shoot it at the Punch TV Studios in Santa Fe Springs. So it's going to be pretty cool, pretty exciting. And, I'm pretty happy about that. Very, very happy about it.
Okay, so you have a new community show coming. You have the Underdogs of Comedy coming. We're looking forward to seeing Diva Glamour over the next few weeks. And you have another drama coming. Okay, what about some of your children's program? Is this only an adult network?
Well, you know, adult network, rated XXX. No, I'm just kidding. No, we definitely have children's programming. We have a whole lineup of Saturday mornings. You want to come out and have cookies and milk with Punch TV on Saturday mornings. We're going to put milk in the punch bowl on Saturday morning, so you'll be able to have your children come out and enjoy Filbert's Big Bash. You know, we should have the whole crew of Filbert's Big Bash be on Punch TV. That would be hot. Everybody who's and actually bring Filbert on the radio show. That'd be really hot. Filbert's Big Bash, that would be really, really awesome. And I think we could do that. And we have other great, great Saturday morning lineup that we're going to be rolling out right after the 28th of this month, August 28th. We're going to be rolling out a huge Saturday morning. And I am so excited about Saturday mornings. It's just unmentionable. I'm just really excited about Saturday mornings for kids. So your kids can come in, have a great opportunity to just enjoy Saturday morning. And, you know, I wish we could get Schoolhouse Rock. You know, I love those things. And then but we don't have the right to that. But nevertheless, the kids are still going to have a good time, and they can come learn and enjoy themselves with Filbert Big Bash on Saturdays and Saturday mornings, and our other children's lineup. Very exciting from the television network point of view.
Okay, so we have children's program. Anything for the teens or millennials?
No, we don't like millennials.
We don't like millennials?
We do not like
I thought we like everyone.
No. And we don't like millennials. So we're going to wait for them to grow up a little bit. No, I'm just kidding. No, we have something for everyone. We have phenomenal, great movies for everyone. And you can watch movies on Punch TV and just have a great time and enjoy yourself. We've got movies for everyone that everyone. People are watching Punch TV across all of Southern California right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
what
people
is some of the
are
feedback
really
that
surprised.
You received?
They're really surprised that we have such great shows. I mean, people are literally surprised. It's like, I get this often all the time. I did not expect Punch TV to have such great TV shows. That didn't ever occur to me. We've been in television for a long time. Why wouldn't you expect that? Well, I've just never seen it, so I wouldn't expect that. It's a shame. That's really a shame, you know. But we have great shows, and it's just really awesome.
The people that I spoke with weren't surprised about the great programming, or at least that's not what they mentioned to me. But what surprised me is that people kept saying, "Oh, I can't believe you're on 24/7." Like, I didn't expect that one. I didn't expect that one. I mean, what did they think? That we would put on 2 hours and then come back tomorrow?
Yeah, I think people really don't really understand that we're a television network. This is just the Los Angeles station is one of 6 TV stations now. And I don't think people really got the idea, at least in L.A., in Southern California, that we literally broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And it's an arduous job to do, if you can imagine how difficult it is to come up with hit show after hit show to put on the network. It's a very tough job, very tough job.
But this is what people
so, yeah,
are investing
in. Yeah, I can imagine
in.
How people would say that.
Yeah, but they didn't think. I mean, I don't even know how that's logical. You know, I mean, I guess, I don't know. But people in my family, like this is people in my family, you know, because they haven't watched.
I said, what's your family say? That's what I was saying.
That's what my family said, that they didn't realize that we were broadcasting 24 hours, like 24 hours a day we were broadcasting. And it just kind of struck me as odd because what other broadcasting is there? You know, we're a television network. You don't see ABC or NBC. They don't go off at 9 p.m. and then there's like a little green screen and then it comes back tomorrow, you know, back in the day when you only had channel 2 through 13, you know. So we have been broadcasting, and that's one of the things that I like to tell people when introducing them to Punch TV, and it makes it a little bit clearer for them, is that maybe they're just hearing about it, but we have been broadcasting since 2008. We've been broadcasting 24/7, and we've been broadcasting, you know, in Columbus, Ohio. We've been broadcasting in Mobile, Alabama, Jacksonville, Beaumont, Houston. We've been broadcasting, but now that we're in Los Angeles, now that we're in Southern California, it just yeah, exactly. It became real to people, and they're like, "Wow, you're actually broadcasting." Yes.
Yeah, you're really, you know, like I turn
people
on TV and I can see you. That's huge.
Yes.
You know, we need to do the news on Punch TV. I've been trying to figure this out right now. It'd be cool that we need to do the news. We need news on Punch TV so that we can tell our local stories our way. We need the local news. And we got to figure it out right now. How do we get news on Punch TV?
We can figure it out.
And which would be really huge because there's so many untold stories that need a voice. And we need news. We need our own news in Southern California from our own way. Because, you know, every time they put one of us on television, it seems like we're getting shot or something, and then they put us on TV. You know, they don't put you on TV for doing great stuff. They don't put you on TV for saving somebody's life, a real person's life. They put you on TV for saving a dog. they'll put you for TV for pulling a cat out of a pipe, pulling a cat out of a tree, they'll put you on TV. But what about the person that really saved someone's life? They don't put you on TV for that.
And I'm a major fan of the Punch TV studio.
No, I definitely agree. But I know that this is why we have to tell our story. We have to tell our
story. That is
story.
Correct.
Because I'm still surprised that more people haven't really just jumped up and down and been excited by everything that we're doing. It needs to be on every media outlet, every show, every station needs to be reporting on it, because you have literally changed history. You've changed media. You've changed the way information is relayed. So I think
it's our team. As a team, we've done it. Yes.
You're the captain of the ship.
Okay.
Are we live with WKTR?
Yes. I pretend you have a tip.
A CEO actually has to pretend to have a tip.
Okay, so we're still down in the station, but I know we've done it as a team, but it's your leadership and your guidance that has gotten us this far. You've been steering the ship, keeping everybody in line. We've made some great strides based on your leadership and your guidance. And we have done a lot.
We've done a lot, and we haven't had all of the money that we need to do it. Now, just imagine what we could do with the whole $50 million. Once we get that whole $50 million, we can do so much more, so much faster, so rapidly. And that's so important right there. That's just so important. So important to us.
Yes.
And,
but
I'm
look
really,
at what
I'm
you've
really
done
I wanna,
without $50 million.
I know. You know, I think I'm Betty Collins' son, and we know how to stretch a dollar. I know how to make
yes,
a dollar to a dollar.
Yes, you do. You
I know how
get
to take government cheese. I know how to take government cheese
make
and
lasagna.
Make three meals with it.
you need to let that habit go a little bit. You need to loosen up a couple of dollars a little bit. I might have to go talk to Betty Collins.
I squeeze it out of you.
Squeeze it for us. Make it work for us. So what's your plans? What are you thinking about? What's going on, Mr. Collins?
Well, right now it's all about closing out the IPO. I want to tell everybody listening, we have a voice. It's our time. And go to our website, invest whatever amount you want. I recommend that you invest at least $10,000, but you can invest whatever amount you like. And when you make your investment, you're going to become a part owner of Punch TV Studios. It's only $1 a share. It's just $1 a share. And what I'm really saying is, you know what? All we really need right now is for everybody to put together a couple hundred dollars and invest in Punch TV Studios. Although I recommend you invest $10,000, but you can put together a couple hundred dollars and invest in Punch TV Studios. And we're going to build an amazing company together. That's what people don't really understand, how amazing this is. You know what I'm really looking forward to?
You what?
I'm really looking forward to seeing the first Punch TV Studios millionaire that is a stockholder. You don't know how excited I am about seeing that. I want to see Punch.
You saw me.
Like, well, I know. Outside
you see me every day.
Of you. But I want to see the person that TV from our system become a millionaire. And then they'll be like, I told you to get in while it was a dollar. I told you a dollar, 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 make it holler, And I can't wait to see that, where somebody makes the announcement, you know what, I invested in Punch TV Studios. I believed in the dream. I wanted to be a part of it, and I became a millionaire. That's the story that I want to hear. And I want
to
become millionaires.
I want to see?
What?
I really honestly want you to receive the recognition that you deserve. That's what I want to see, you know, because I knock on so many doors. I talk to so many people, and I'm like, this Joseph Collins is a great man. He's a great man. He's changing lives. He's creating generational wealth. He's creating jobs. And people are like, okay, yeah, you know. And I want you to get the recognition. I want Punch TV Studios to get the recognition that we deserve, because too often people don't receive that recognition until after they pass on. You know, then all of a sudden it's going to be, oh, my God, did you know what Joseph Collins did? And they're going to build statues. It's going to be the Joseph E. Collins statue, and people are going to visit it.
Well,
then years later,
that's race riots around it or something.
That's only 100 years later.
Race riot around it. Oh,
they
100
will.
Years later, right. My statue will stand there for 100 years, and then there'll be a race riot around it, you know.
Exactly.
Didn't no black man create Punch. He couldn't have done it.
Exactly. You know, but I really want more people to take note of what you are doing now, you know, because I had the conversation, you and I had the conversation the other day when I was talking to a friend of mine, and I asked my friend in L.A., had he watched KILM, had he watched Punch TV? And he's like, I don't follow all of that stuff. And I'm like, wow, like I'm blown away. And I was really shocked that somebody would actually say, I don't follow all of that stuff. But you have a company where you can invest in a company for $1 per share. You have a television network that's creating jobs. You have a television network, a television studio that is in production, that's producing hundreds of new shows and movies. You have a company that is literally changing Wall Street, and the person is like so nonchalant, like, oh, I don't follow all of that stuff. That's unimportant, you know, but they are so willing to follow, you know, television shows and entertainers and celebrities, but not an actual real company that's making.
You know, I'm the real Lucius Pope. I'm just going to try to help y'all out.
You didn't mix them all up. You Lucius
I'm real
Pope.
Lucius
okay, you got two shows. It's
my
Lucius
company
Life.
Is already public.
And
you understand what I'm saying? No, it's already public. You know, they pretended to be public. We're actually
exactly.
public, you know.
Exactly. And they're like, I don't follow
that.
I don't follow all of that
They're
stuff.
Pretending to have a media company. We actually have one. They pretended.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Cookie ain't real. Cookie ain't real. We really real. You know what I mean? So
Rachel Ramos is.
They pretended.
These are real people.
But Rachel Ramos is. This is real people.
Yes.
You know.
You know what I mean?
So,
that's what I want. I want you to receive
that
recognition. I want Punch TV Studios to receive that recognition. I know.
Put it up in time.
But that's my hope.
So right now, I want everybody to get up off your duffs, get up off your behind, and invest in Punch TV Studios. Get your dollar out, get your $10 out, get your $5 out, get your $20 out, get your $1,000 out, get your $10,000 out, which is what I recommend you invest in Punch TV Studios, and become a part owner of this company. I'm telling you, this may never happen again. It may never happen again in black history in which you may get a chance to be a part of an IPO. It just may never happen again. And so now you have an opportunity. Let's take advantage of this opportunity, and let's change Wall Street. Send Punch TV to Wall Street as a major success, and only the community must come together to do it. So I want to thank you for joining us on today's show, you know, changing the conversation right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network, and be part owner of this amazing company. You will not regret it. We're going to work our tails off to make sure that we build a multi-billion-dollar company, and you can be a part of it. Thank you, Sharifa. Thank you, A Bottle of Youth, and A Bottle of Youth for me. Thank you for all the listeners right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on Changing the Conversation, visit nabuki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.